All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at the same number. You know, Evan, before we go to the phone line, people may just be joining us, but I was letting them know that I contracted COVID and was diagnosed today. And I'm fully vaccinated and had my booster. And I was just watching the news where they said over 20,000 people are being hospitalized a day.
It's horrible.
With COVID, with the Omicron, 20,000. And I wonder what percentage of those were unvaccinated.
A decent chunk. I mean, we know it. We've learned by now. Yeah,
we already know that you stand a much better chance of being vaccinated than not. We still got Chris on the line?
We sure do. We got Chris from Sun Prairie.
Hey, Chris, how you doing, my friend? Long time no hear from.
Oh, I'm doing okay, Earl. Sorry to hear about the COVID.
Oh, no, I'm fine. I'm really fine.
I'm really glad. Jerry came home with it, a week and a half ago, maybe a little longer. And he wasn't fine. He came home and he's just like, I'm going right to bed. Yeah. And he had chills and fever. And I was like, oh, my God, he's got COVID. So I quarantined him downstairs. We have a spare room and extra bathroom down there. So I just quarantined him right away downstairs. And luckily, my daughter, who lives with us, and our grandson, who lives with us, and I did not catch it. We've all been tested, and none of us have gotten it.
Well, thank goodness.
I'm really glad about that. Well, we were all vaxxed.
So he didn't have to see the doctor or any of those things?
Oh, no, he had to see the doctor. He has COPD. He's high risk.
Oh,
we actually got him treatment. And yeah, his oxygen was worrisome, in the beginning, but he's doing okay now. He had a rough time of it. Yeah. His wasn't like mild, like other people. He wasn't in the hospital, thank God. But, it was a little frightening the first few days because
Was it during the Omicron or the Delta?
They say
was it recent? Was it recent?
Yeah, it was recent. Like he's still not back full yet. I mean, he's almost there, but that's just, I think it was like, not last Wednesday, the Wednesday before they came home. The day after, is when we went to urgent care and he was diagnosed. So yeah, it was definitely this round. He's been working through the whole thing and he's very, very careful.
Tell him he has to get better because I got to get up there and see you guys again. It's been a while.
Yeah, we would love that. And you should bring your wife, Allie. You know, I love her. So yeah. You should bring her mom, too.
Well, likewise. And, I'm glad to hear he's still with us. And so you can admit, too, that the vaccinations have helped, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I really think had he not had the vaccination, we'd be having a whole different conversation. I don't even want to think about it.
Yeah.
You know, I really encourage anybody out there that hasn't gotten it to get it. And what's really worrisome is a lot of people have gotten the series of vaccinations, the first two, but they didn't get boosted. And it's really, really important to get that booster shot. Because with the just the vaccinations, you're looking at a 58% chance of staying out of the hospital, which is really good. But when you get the booster, it's like a 90% chance, which is really great,
Right.
So if people haven't gotten boosted, I really encourage them to get out and get boosted because this thing is very contagious. We're really careful. I mean, we have really strictly isolated because we have a sick daughter that has immune compromised. So, we're very, very careful and, we got it here. So,
Chris,
going around.
Thank you very much for the call and prayers go out to your husband and I'll see you soon. God willing.
Good. I would love that. You too.
All right. Bye bye.
So nice.
Who do we have up next, Evan?
Up next, we've got Mark from the SAC. Man, they're worried about you, Earl.
Oh man, I'm fine, man. How do I look, Evan?
You look amazing.
Yeah. Hey, Mark, go ahead.
glad you got the shot. I mean, I was a little concerned at the beginning there when you were hesitant to get the shot and all that. And I think I kind of chewed on you back then.
You did.
Telling you to get the shot. But as far as Joe Biden, you know, calling Steve Ducey, you know, basically what he is. I mean, that let's remember
Donald Trump was Peter Ducey, I guess.
And just remember, Donald Trump was pointing out to members of the press, say those are the enemy of the people. There you are. That and people and I mean, at these angry crowds. I mean, it's just fortunate that the you know members of the press weren't.
So let me say this to you, Mark, and then I'll let you continue because that's what happened. The guy on the conservative talk show this morning was talking about how it's an embarrassment for the president of the United States to act in such a manner. It's unacceptable. And I said, well, maybe it's been too soon. I said, it's been a year since Donald Trump was president of the United States. And what Donald Trump did and said to Yamiche Alcindor of NPR, he would ignore her and never allow her answer any of her questions in the latter 6 months of his presidency. And he ignored almost many of the press people that were Democrats during his time and said some obnoxious, nasty things. So, you know, to act as though, and this is what Republicans do. They somehow they have selective amnesia and they don't remember. And sometimes there are people like you and I who have to remind them that when you point the finger, you really ought to know what you're talking about before you do it, because there are people like you and I out here, Mark, who remember, especially that's less than a year ago.
And it's remarkable that I'm glad they took your call. I mean, typically on conservative media, maybe they did it because, you know, they know that you're a personality on the radio. But, you know, normally they don't take, you know, liberal callers on the conservative media. You know,
that's correct.
It's not like you or Crute or any of the hosts. They will take the conservative callers. And what's interesting is that some of our conservative callers apparently hide their identity, you know, don't give a real name, and go on their merry way. You know that I would say that it's a little bit not the bravest thing to do. Are putting ourselves out there using our real names and because we're willing to stand by our convictions and not hide behind, you know, an alias. And
you know, but you know, there was a Republican, what's the word I'm looking for? News press person like Ducey, said to Joe Biden last week, he said, do you think that you are losing your mind? Basically, are you losing your marbles? He kind of asked him a straightforward question like that. And President Biden responded in a manner better than I. Because when the man asked him that question, which I think was as low down a question, I don't remember any Democrat asking Ronald Reagan during the times that he was slipping if he thought that he was losing. You remember those times, Mark?
And Reagan was losing it, you know, a long time ago. The vignette that I bring up is that I saw and maybe it was just his speechwriters, but I can remember I was as homesick one day. This was back in the 80s, and I just saw a repeat of the old Death Valley days was on, and Reagan was giving this little speech on there. You know, the character he was playing was giving this little speech, and then he was giving almost the same speech, you know, that night on a press conference or something like that, giving them almost the same kind of story, the same storyline that he had done on an old Death Valley Days episode. I mean, so and that's, you know, just Ronald Reagan, the actor and the storyteller and all right. that. But we're all, you know, there's some of us these days, I say I'm just half a skip ahead of the net to take me out to the crazy farm. Because,
I mean to ask the president of the United States that was another Fox News guy. And I think that was horrible. But thank you very much for the call, Mark, as always. Yeah, I appreciate it. You know, you just get to a point where over and over and over the hypocrisy of people on the right is there for everybody to see. And there's no embarrassment from them. They'll just continue to repeat the same thing over and over and over, even though you can prove them to be disingenuous in the things that they're saying. So, you know, Peter Ducey, who continuously does everything within his power to embarrass the president of the United States, it's a good thing that that's what Biden said.
Did you?
I could have thought of some even more choice words to use.
Did you hear Crudy's take on this?
What?
Because I sort of agree. First of all, I think this whole thing is already being sort of blown out. It was a sarcastic statement. Ducey knows his role as a Fox News.
I know.
He's going to go in there and he's going to troll him. He's going to ask an impossible question. You know, the question, come on now. Is inflation an asset to your, you know, is it going to be a liability was the question. And that's what sort of drove the famous statement, him saying, no, it's an asset.
I get
come
it,
on,
but
you're
that
stupid.
Still doesn't amount to a hill of beans compared
to
how Trump clearly said he was not going to call on Yamiche Alcindor. And for the last 8 months of his term, he did not do it.
Yeah. I mean,
and he basically called on Fox News people.
Oh, he called on called on every person in that room. That was an impressive conference. Yeah.
Well, you know, that's exactly what he does. And just trying to point out the difference. Who do we have on the line?
We got CJ from Stoughton here. We got a couple minutes. There's no hard break here. But
hey,
if you hear
CJ,
music, we're not kicking you off. We're not kicking you off if you hear music.
What's going on, CJ?
Okay. Earl, I'm glad you are doing okay and you're going to survive to fight me another day.
That's right.
Absolutely,
man. I do. I enjoy your show. I enjoy your opinion. I love talking to Evan.
Well, thank you for listening and your opinion as well. Go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. I guess some of the vaccine concerns, I think you got to look at some of the hesitation.
Well, let me ask you, are you vaccinated?
I am.
Okay, so then here's what I don't get, and then I'll let you go ahead. For people who are already vaccinated, to now come back and say their concerns. You know, if you had those same concerns before and yet you got the vaccination, shouldn't you be pushing others to get the vaccination?
Well, I believe in it, but I mean,
you're protected.
It should not be mandated.
Sure.
I heard hesitation, and I think some of the blame lies on both sides of the aisle, whether it's Trump or Biden or Harris. If you remember, Kamala said, you know what, I question whether or not it's coming from the Trump administration. Well, that's all it took for the Democrat Party, and especially in the Black community. The Black community is the lowest percentage of vaccinations by race. I just looked it up on the CDC website.
No, that's correct. I'm not disputing that.
Yep, and it's sad, but also there's people, they don't take into consideration natural immunities, and yes.
I don't know if you heard Mike Crute earlier on the show call up and say that rural areas in the state of Wisconsin, are some of the worst places. They're red, and many of them have not gotten the vaccinations, and many of them are hospitalized, and many of them are suffering and dying, you know. So it's not just in the Black community, it's across the state.
And with Harris,
rural areas especially.
Yeah, with Harris specifically, she did not refuse to take the vaccine, and she did not discourage others from taking it. She said that she didn't trust then-President Donald Trump about the rollout policy and his statements about it. So, I mean, I think I'm parsing there a little bit, because people hear that stuff, and they hear a vaccine-hesitant Kamala Harris. So,
Oh, go ahead, Evan.
No, no, just that I sort of understand where you're coming from on that, CJ. We're so bad at messaging, you know? I'm sure that some people heard that, and it affected their decision.
Well, so, but the other part of this, CJ, is you can say what the Democrats did, but all of this began under Donald Trump. And I remember Donald Trump saying, it's just going to magically go away. How many times did we see him stand on television in front of the cameras and say, this is going to go away?
We've had warp speed vaccines, Operation Warp Speed, because of that, Donald Trump.
No, totally, totally.
And I agree. Messaging.
But let's stop giving Donald Trump a whole lot of credit for creating those vaccines. Whoever the president of the United States would have been, the vaccines would have been created because the president didn't do it.
And it's that damage that he did, saying that it would be gone by April. You know, keep them off our shores. They'll affect my numbers. Stop the testing. That's the stuff that really hurt us.
We still don't have China opening up on information, and it's sad.
I don't care. I don't care if wherever it came from, let's deal with what we're dealing with now. Who cares?
Well, you should, because they said that this these experiments weren't going to cause this, and they did, and that's going to happen again when they allow them.
Oh, okay. I wish I had more time, but thank you very much for the call. We've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.